Hello, hello again, faithful friends. Welcome to Tom's Intimate Talk Show. I am here once again in the comfort of the clouds to talk to you about all the problems that everybody has but no one seems to be talking about. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about dreams. No, not the dreams we have when we sleep, but the dreams that we have that motivate us, inspire us, those dreams that keep us going when things aren't so good. We are in, by all accounts, a trying time. And in this world right now, and many of you, certainly not myself, but you may see what's happening in the world as a chance to change course, change direction, lose focus and start again. Is that you? Is that where you're at? Do you feel like maybe now is the time to throw in the towel? Because the world just, it's different now, right? It's not going to work. Well, if you do think like that and your heart is set on it, I can't help you if that's it. You see, dreams, they're there to guide us in our darkest hours. How many musicians, artists, writers, athletes, CEOs, etc., whatever, it doesn't matter, have faced difficulty in pursuing their dreams? It's the best way to tell the difference between a real dream and a fad, a pipe dream, a desire that you don't necessarily need or want, you just want it right now. A real dream is a dream that you unconditionally crave or want, even in the most dire of cases. It's a real dream. If you need it, and if you really need it, you will still need it, no matter what the situation and the circumstances are. There is nothing but this. This is constant. This dream right here is the one constant, and everything else fits around it. Relationships, work, even family. Sometimes. But still, these are the things that you need to, you know, if you have something you really want, nothing else will penetrate it. If your dream doesn't get you stuck in a rut when things go downhill, then you're not dreaming at all. When this lockdown and the pandemic happened, for those of you watching this in the happy future, I'm hoping, this is the great pandemic of 2020, my first thought was, but my dreams. And people, you know, if that could be your first thought too, and people call you selfish for that attitude, and to be fair, they're not wrong. And yes, I was concerned, and very much concerned, and still am concerned, obviously, for all the people that are dying, all the people that are getting very ill, the strain it's putting on our NHS, all those people that have to work and all that. I understand that, and I'm not taking anything away from that. But all the people who, you know, don't get to pursue anything anymore because this virus has come along, I get it. But at the same time, as always, you got to keep it, you know, you got to look out for yourselves as well, right? So I'm not discrediting anything of any of the other people or anything else that's going on, but purely looking inwards, not outwards, which right now when we're stuck in our houses is the easiest thing to do, it can be a threat to things we were working on, and it can make you wonder what the point of all of this actually is if it can be taken away just like that. But fear not, because what's happening to you right now, some call it selfish, but I think it's a good thing, because you know what? You won't feel like this way. You won't feel this complete gutted, heart-wrenching pain of what is happening to your dreams if it's just a phase, a fad, a pipe dream. That will pass if it's that. If you're still now, it's week, what, 8 now, something like that? I've lost track, but still, if you're still feeling that now, then that is a good sign, because none of this would have an effect on you if you could just drop your dream instantly and worry about them and more important things, which, again, they are important and we should worry about them, but there's no reason you can't still hold on to your dream, and you should never be made to feel guilty for following and pursuing a dream. So many people, be it jealousy or whatever, will make you feel bad for having a dream and pursuing it. That might take the mick out of you. There's all these things that people do. It's either jealousy or 9 times out of 10, it's some sense of, like, they want to hold you back so they feel better about themselves, even though they don't want that thing. It's hard to explain. That's a video for another time. But let me tell you my thought process with this. When everything started closing down, and all the things that I loved were going away instantly, and that's how superficial I am, I know, but hey, that's me. Like, you know, gym, gone. Cinema, gone. Work, shut. Even that was like, wow. You know, university, you know, I spent 2 years, I'm 2 years into a university degree that I'd waited 6 years to go and do, which now looking in hindsight was a big mistake, but hey, I had to be ready. And my first thought was, what an absolute mess. Oh my God, everything's gone, that's my future out the window, uni's been ruined, this is typical, woe is me, blah, 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 self-pity, self-pity. It's okay to acknowledge that loss at that point, but if it's only a loss if you let it be a loss. Now take that in for a second. You only lose something if you let yourself lose it. If you really want it, you'll never lose it. Sure, it might be unfulfilled, and you might live with the fact that it never happened, but hey, if you don't try, if you give up, if you throw in the towel now, and you don't work through your situations to get it, guess what? You'll never have it, but you'll still have that horrible feeling. And why should you have it as well? There will be someone out there right now who is holding on to that dream because that's all they have. And they will be the ones who will shine and pursue it to a degree that, you know, people will look at it, even if you both pursue it and you both get there at the same time and you're both sat, you're both in the running for the same thing. If people look at your response and you know how these months we're living in right now, how you respond to them will speak volumes about you as a person for things like job interviews. I know it's far from anyone's minds right now, but if we want to pursue a dream or a goal, if you want to have a successful big career, be it a CEO, a screenwriter, a musician, whatever, you have to have some sort of audition or interview, right? This is the way it's going to happen, folks. I can see it now, and I might be wrong, but I can see it now. Job interviews next year, even as early as next year onward, saying, so how did you cope with the pandemic in 2020? And are you going to say, oh, I cried for a bit for everybody, and then I just sat and did nothing for the 12 weeks we were sat at home? Or are you going to say, you know what, I kept going. I worked on my portfolio. I did everything in my power to make my dream stay alive and make it happen and to nurse this dream. Real dreams, you don't have real dreams. We don't have real dreams. The real dreams have us. Steven Spielberg said that, and I've just slapped it in here because it's important. But if you can shake off a dream and you can shrug it off like you didn't want it, guess what? You didn't want it. You never wanted it. At least you didn't want it deep down. You may have wanted it on the surface and you may think it's unbelievable that you don't want it, but if there's anything that you can give up on, I've done it myself for years. I thought wholeheartedly that my big thing that I really wanted was to be a musician, right? I thought I wanted to be this big pop rock star, and to, you know, to a degree I still do, but that was a tiny piece of the dream that I had, and it wasn't like the sole piece either. I wanted to be primarily a screenwriter and filmmaker. I wanted to tell stories, be it through song or through film or book or whatever. I want to tell stories. Took me years to realize that I was chasing a tiny part of my dream. And this is why it wasn't fulfilling me. Because every time I got any success, it was a tiny piece. Like I had some amazing gigs, you know, a couple of thousand people. I was like, this is going really well. But I'd come home and I'd be like, why do I not feel good about this? And it's because it wasn't fulfilling me, because it was a tiny piece. Even if you have this whole thing here, this is your dream, and this tiny piece here is maxed out and it's amazing, it's going to be great. But if you wanted this and you don't even know you wanted this, that's going to feel like nothing, because it is a tiny piece of a bigger puzzle, you know, a tiny piece of the bigger picture. That's what I'm trying to say here. Maybe that's happening to you right now, maybe it's not, but maybe you're in a situation where everything you knew just went out the window and you don't know what to do now. You're thinking, everything that I wanted, everything that was, is gone. What is the point? And you'd be right. Because this is the moment where you become who you were supposed to be. The way you react now and the things we do right now will influence us potentially for the rest of our lives. And we can't let that be thrown away on the laurels of a few months where we couldn't go outside and see our friends and family and being sorry for ourselves because we couldn't get to the gym or we couldn't go to the studio or, you know, get to the sports hall, whatever it is. Again, it's kind of irrelevant. It's a personal and it's unique. It's an experience that's unique to you. But the general idea is the same. I've mentioned before on this show, and I'm going to mention it again now for those of you who don't know, that I have a life goals wall at home. It's basically, it's very simple. It's a wall of things that I want to do in my, and everything has a date on it. So like I've got university, finished that 2021. That should be unaffected. I've got things like driving lessons, get a car, bloody blah, get a house. Some of them have strict like summer 2021, and some of them are just, you know, by this date and there's no specific time. And, you know, like things like writing my pilot scripts or ideas that I have that I just write on a post-it note and stick up there so I can work on them at a later point when they're ready. And I find it keeps me guided. But it's important to know that right now, this is kind of irrelevant as well. It's a double-edged sword though, right? Because yes, things like driving lessons, that's probably going to be pushed back now. And you can, you know, I've always said my life goals wall is not a static environment. But if you need to rearrange some stuff, it's still going to happen, but you just need to make the most of what's going to happen now. So when you've got these things, you know, that involve social interaction or going places or relying on things that aren't available at the moment, they're not open, you know, because you don't think, oh, I've missed out, it's not happening right now. Rejig a new timeline. The important thing is priorities, right? But things that are on my back burner are now in the process of nearly being complete. Screenplays, writing my book that I've been working on for years, all these things. Like, they all come out in a multitude of ways now. And things are starting. I'm being very productive at the minute because, and that you find as well, the things that you put on the back burner because of the way that we operate, with having to go to work and do the important things, the stuff on the back burner, that's the stuff you enjoy the most. So suddenly I'm like, oh, I'm actually really enjoying this. Of course you are. You've wanted to write this comedy screenplay or this drama screenplay or this pilot episode or whatever it is. You've wanted to do that for like over a year now, but you've never had the time to sit down and do it. Well, guess what? Fate has given you this time. So now is a good time to do that. Okay, you can't do your driving test for another year. In the grand scheme of things, it sucks. And for me, you know, I'm 26 this month. I should have been able to drive by now. But that's all my own fault. I can't blame that on what's going on right now. So, you know, suddenly the most important things to do and the things you're doing every day are the things that weren't so important. I think that's the lesson we should all take away from this. Sometimes our priorities are so concrete, you know what you want. And it's important to prioritize the right things, of course. But when life throws you lemons, the way you make lemonade is by prioritizing the things you can do right now over things you can't physically do. You need, there's three tiers, right? The top of your list should be things that you can do and you must do right now. The next list of next thing should be things you can do right now, maybe not as urgent. And then the things at the bottom should be the things that you physically cannot do right now, however urgent. If you can't do it, you can't do it. That's the important thing. And there's always ways around things as well. You learn that. I've learned that in my 26 years now. I'm old. Take a look, you know, look at it from the example of pop acts or comedians or sporting events, right? They're changing their show dates and their sporting dates so that people can come see them next year. They're not giving up. They're not saying, oh, there's a pandemic and people have to social distance now, so we're not doing gigs anymore. Bye, that's it, it's over. No, they push it back. And guess what? If they come around to their dates in 2021 and things are still quite bad with the pandemic, they'll push it back to 2022 and I'll keep going until it's ready. Things aren't 100%. And they're not going to go and, you know, things aren't 100%. That doesn't mean they're not going to go and they'll push it back again and I'll keep pushing it back. They're not giving up. Because why would you? Why would you throw everything away for the sake of a year? And realistically, it probably will be about a year. You know, vaccines are potentially coming and, you know, we'll learn to live with it, if nothing else. But there's things like, it's another point for another time, but I try not to talk about it too much. But this one's been quite heavy because it's very relevant right now. I've seen a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people that are giving up on things that they love. And I just want to make sure that they're giving up on things for the right reason. But then again, as I rightfully said, if they're giving up on it, did they really want it in the first place? We need to find the things that really motivate us. You should know at this point what your dream actually is. And if you don't, then that's a big problem. And it might be that you have a dream. And that's okay. You know, it might be that you don't. And that's okay too. You know, not everybody has to have a dream. It's commonly misleading and it's commonly told in society these days that everybody needs to have a dream. And with all your dreams, you know, where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself? You can do it. You don't want to know. Maybe your dream is just to have a nice, easy life. And that's fine. I'm not having a go. You know, maybe you just want a simple, you know, two kids, cat, dog, husband, wife, done. You know, that might be it. But, you know, those that do want to dream big and dream bigger and keep going for it, because you know, you never know what will happen. So if whatever you want, however big, however small, go for it. Because if this last few weeks has taught us anything, it's that it can be taken away as easily as it's given. You know, what's given can be taken away, as they say in Captain Marvel, right? So we need to make sure that we're prioritizing and we're living in the moment and we're flourishing in the best possible way. I am for this topic out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe and like this video. That would be fantastic. I'll be back with more very soon. And until next time, be good, be kind, and be a dreamer. It's always worth a shot. Goodbye.